Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Gene Marks back on the show. Gene's almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's in charge of the owns and operates and is the king biscuit over at the Marks Group PC, and they do a lot of important things over there helping small business owners. He's the author of a number of books, including Small Business Book of Lists, including Outfoxing the Small Business Owner, and In God We Trust, Everyone Else Pays Cash. He's our good friend, Gene Marks. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much. And also, I can just say, so, you know, I do a lot of writing online. And every day for the Washington Post. So check me out there.
Yep, and a bunch of other things. And I get his stuff all the time, folks. So follow Gene wherever he is. You'll get smarter when you do. Hey, Gene, you and I are going to report today a little bit on this overtime rule that the White House is proposing. Set the stage for where things were and what sort of got the White House going on this.
Yes, you got that. So the Department of Labor issues regulations about overtime, Jim. So if you've got anybody working in your company and say they're a salaried employee, they're not supervising anybody, they're not considered to be a professional, like salespeople are considered to be professional, if they're making more than $24,000 a year, they're not entitled to overtime right now. So it's up to $24,000. Anything above that, if they're putting in any more time over 40 hours a week, you know, you're not required to pay them overtime. Those rules have not been changed.
Is that for all levels of employees, or is it under 50, over 50, or is it for any company?
It really applies to all businesses.
So slow down and say that again. I want to make sure people understand this. If you are a manager making less than $24,000 a year, I mean over $24,000 a year, is that it?
Yep, that's correct. And you're not entitled to get overtime.
So if you're making $25,000 a year as a manager, they've taken you off hourly onto salary,
right?
Made you $25,000, and then all of a sudden you notice you're working 50 hours a week.
Yep.
You're not entitled to overtime. Okay,
that is correct.
Go ahead.
If you are supervising, you know, one person, or even if you're not even a manager, but you're classified as a quote unquote professional. And professionals include, like, salespeople,
right.
You know, for example. If you're making more than $24,000 a year right now, you're not entitled to.
But it's got to be on salary, right? Not hourly.
Correct. You have to be on salary. So the people that generally fall into these categories are customer service people that might be on salary, to somebody in your warehouse, somebody to your office admin. I mean, yeah, they're making $30,000-$35,000 a year, which really, you know, I mean, it's not a super salary, but you're still not entitled to overtime.
Yeah.
And that's what the rules have always been since, again, for the past over 11 years.
So the Obama administration thinks that number should be higher.
Correct. So they proposed changes to this. This is part of the Fair Labor Standards Act. Change that to bump that number up. And a bunch of numbers have been thrown around. They have finally agreed on a number, which is approximately $47,500 a year. Which means now that if you've got anybody on your payroll that's making more than $24,000 but less than $47,500, and they are a salaried person, they're managing other people, or they're a professional, and they weren't getting paid overtime before, now they're, like, entitled to overtime by law. This isn't a congressional act, but it's certainly within the government's ability to enforce this on employers.
Well, as the current administration sees their rights.
Correct. I mean, this is a whole. It's been a movement from President Obama's administration for a long time to try and bump up pay of employees. This is not just minimum wages. I mean, the Obama administration also would love to have a national law for paid time off as well, requiring employers.
I'm sure they'd love a national living wage too.
They would.
And
they really
parental
would.
Leave across the board and sick pay across the board and who knows what. So
that's exactly right. So if you're an employer, you and me, I mean, I got people in my company, if they're making more than, again, Now they go up to as much as $47,500 a year. And by the way, this law has not taken effect yet, but the rule will take effect sometime before the end of the year. Now you are going to be required to provide overtime. Now, you know, will you get...
So in other words, if a person is a salary less than this 47,000 number as
correct.
A manager and they work overtime, you have to pay them as if they were hourly.
Overtime. That is exactly right.
But if they make 47,000, let's say they make 48,000, which is 500 or so more,
right.
then they are not subjected to, they're not able to draw minimum, overtime. All right, when we come back after these messages, Gene and I, we might debate this a little bit. You might be surprised where Jim Blassingame lands on this.
Uh-oh.
On this particular issue, this one little issue. And we're going to rope it all into the minimum wage and all that. We're going to put it all in together. And I don't know anybody I'd rather do it with than our good buddy Gene Marks. Quick break, 10, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.